Can a woman become a pastor in the New Testament church? Well, do you want a brief answer to that? Biblically? No. I think I could stop there. But people will ask, why not? Were there not prophetesses in the Old Testament? Yes, there were. Indeed, were Philip's four daughters not prophetesses? Did they not prophesy? Yes, they did. But where does it say they were pastors? Elders in the church? Were some of the women who worked along with Paul not deaconesses? Yes, they were. Now, here's a problem, you see. The word deacon is really just a servant. A deaconess is a female servant. And yet the word deacon also is used of an official position of service in the church. Just as the word elder means an older person, and it also has the idea of being in a particular office in the church. It has a natural meaning and an official meaning. Same with deacon and deaconess. When you come to the official meaning of these words in the New Testament, I believe you find that it refers only to men. There's some discussion as to whether the word deacon can take in women or not. Remember that the deacon's work was not the pastor's work, and deacons were not pastors. Elders were pastors. So let me leave aside the deaconess for the moment, whether there's a role for women in the caring ministry of the church, and whether you want to call that deacon work or not. Leave that aside for the moment, because the big question is, can women become pastors in the church, elders in the church? First, there were no women elders in the New Testament church. So any church today that has women elders has gone beyond anything that the New Testament church did. Now, it's not because there weren't qualified women. Could anybody say that Mary, the mother of Jesus, was not a qualified person? Could anybody say that Phoebe was not a qualified person? No, you couldn't. We're not talking about quality. We're talking now about the New Testament church did not have, according to the New Testament, a single woman elder. Not one. Every one of them was male. Furthermore, when Paul set down the qualifications for an elder, he did so deliberately in language and in terms that could not be fulfilled by any woman. Let a woman try to be the husband of one wife. It's impossible. Impossible. Now, this is not just Paul's opinion. I know that nowadays, well, that was Paul's day. He was just reflecting the mores of his day. No, he wasn't. Paul was inspired of God. This is the word of the living God. This is not the opinion of man. It's not a concept. It's not some production from some particular historical viewpoint. No. This is not the culture of that day. This is the commandment of the Holy Spirit. Now, can women be useful in the church? Yes, they can. I've often said, in many, many ways, the New Testament church and the churches today are so deeply dependent upon the spiritual ministry of women before God in prayer. Their love for the Lord, their dedication to the cause of Christ, very often puts men to shame. But I'm talking about the office of the pastor. And without the New Testament's warrant, I have no right to place any woman in there. And any woman who goes in there in defiance of the plain teaching of God's Word. So back to my initial, very brief answer. Can a woman biblically be a pastor in a New Testament church? No.